start like look to his cartoons and follow his, you know, what he's doing from inside the detention. It was interesting, you know. He's talented, and he tried to explain to the people what kind of situation they have in detention. Ali Durrani got, you know, he got award during his, when he was in detention. You know, it's not about, you know, cartoonists or artists, or, you know, some people have advantage, you know, in detention. It's about all refugees.
When you heard of his situation, did you feel some similarities for yourself as a cartoonist?
Yes, exactly. Yes, I had this experience before. I stayed 17 months in detention, and I haven't chance to draw during my sitting in Christmas Island. But when I came to Maita, I started to draw.
And was it important for you to be able to express yourself while you were in detention?
Yes, very important. Actually, you know, like you feel like you have something to say and you have skills to talk about our situation in detention through our art, because I am a refugee and I had same experience before, and I have something to tell by my skills. And when I get out detention, I can't give my back to the people who stay in who still in detention. Particular art, because it's easy way to reach the people. People, you know, they can read the cartoons and they understand the situation through cartoons.
And what did art mean to you?
You know, like it's a very interesting question, because when I used to draw in detention about our situation as refugees, sometimes when I draw about, you know, stories I heard from other refugees, I forgot my story, and it's my responsibility to draw about, you know, the story which I heard from refugees. This is quite, like, you know, it's very important for me. When you are in this position and you are in detention already, but you draw about the refugee situation, you feel you are out, you know, like you feel free to speak.